You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Men die at a higher rate than women from the top 10 causes of death. This according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And that is just one reason June is Men's Health Month. It is a way for healthcare professionals to raise awareness about the things that men can do to prevent health problems and to also encourage them to get checked out by a doctor, which just isn't always easy for anyone, especially for men sometimes. Joining us live in studio to talk more about how men can take charge of their own health is Dr. Robert Jackson. He is the director of men's health for St. Luke's Urology. Welcome to the program.
Hi, happy to be here.
So first off, just tell me about the history around Men's Health Month, because it kind of started out as just like an awareness week, correct?
Yeah, so it started back in 1994. There was actually an act passed by Congress that declared one of the weeks in June as Men's Health Week. And it just kind of grew out of that. And so it was initially Men's Health Week. And then, you know, there was an organization that's like this, you know, there are a number of organizations that promote men's health. And they got to the point where they were able to kind of evolve it into Men's Health Month. And it's now not just a thing in the United States. There's a lot of other countries that also have June as designated as Men's Health Month. And the point of all of that is really, like you said, to encourage men to seek health care, to get treated for conditions that they have, and to get the care they need to prevent conditions that could come up in the future.
And what struck me is that statistic that I read about more men die from the top 10 causes of death than women do. Is it truly because men are not going to the doctor? I mean, that just seems so stereotypical to say.
Well, and it is. So I don't think we know entirely why those things are, but we do know that there are a ton of statistics about the fact that men do not, they don't seek as much healthcare as women do. And we also know that men, you know, they die from those top 10 causes of death more frequently. Mm-hmm. The average American male lives 5 years less than the average American female. And that's actually getting worse over time rather than better.
Really?
Like in 1920, there was a year's difference. Like women lived 1 year longer than men in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 5 years. And if you look at whether it's physical health or mental health, men score more poorly. Like men are four times as more likely to commit suicide. Depression is underdiagnosed. Rates of heart disease and cancer and lung disease are all higher among men. So we know that that's true. And we also know that men do a really terrible job of getting to the doctor.
Mm.
And I think it's unfortunately one of those stereotypes that it's a stereotype because it's true. I mean, I know this for myself, right? Like I'm constantly having to remind myself, oh, yeah, I've got to go in and get my physical.
And you're a doctor.
And I'm a doctor. And I run a men's health center. And I still have to like remind myself that I need to go do this. And so that's kind of the point of Men's Health Month is to remind all of us that we need to get in and do it.
Mm-hmm. So for men, because, you know, as a woman, I think about like you go in for your annual appointment because you get, you know, depending on age, a mammogram, you get a pap smear. I mean, the list goes on and on. And then you have babies, right? So you're seeing a doctor upwards of a year once in a while. So for men, what are the things that they should just be going in to see a doctor about on a, you know, more of a regular basis versus all of a sudden you have a health emergency?
Yeah. And so for men, that's, I think that's one of the reasons that men have not traditionally sought care as frequently is because it's not like, okay, now you're 25 and you need to go see your gynecologist or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. And so for men, that list really probably starts in their 40s. Men in their 20s and their 30s should get in and see a doctor. They should have a physical. They may not need an annual physical. They may be okay to go in every other year or every couple years to get screened. And then mm-hmm. as they get older, those visits need to get more frequent. But starting at 40, men should get in. They should have an annual physical, and they should see, you know, they some men need to start being screened for prostate cancer as early as the age of 40. For other men who don't have the same risk factors, that may be later. And then as they get into their 50s, you start talking about screening for colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of us, you know, living in the society that we do, heart disease is a risk. And so the earlier you start thinking about healthy diet, healthy lifestyle, the better off you are.
Well, and you think about certain diseases that are silent, things like high blood pressure, maybe high cholesterol. If you don't have a baseline for that, then you could be living with that and not knowing if you're not getting that annual physical, maybe starting in your 40s for men.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And so those silent diseases are one of the big reasons that we kind of came up with this idea at St. Luke's of having a men's health center. Because we, as urologists, we see a lot of guys we're one of the urology reasons are one of the things that bring men to the doctor. They're worried about erectile dysfunction or a low testosterone or something like that. So they come in to see a urologist, but up to 20% of the men that we see don't actually have a primary care physician even, which is a big number when you think
that
about
is.
It. And all of these conditions that men come in to see us for, they can be kind of like that canary in the coal mine. Like they're the they're the warning factor of a silent condition that's going to show up later. So one of the statistics we talk a lot about is the fact that men who present to a urologist with erectile dysfunction have a really high chance of developing heart disease within the next 5 to 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So for those men, it's great that they come in to see me to talk about their erectile dysfunction. But what they really need is they need to see their primary care doctor or get a primary care doctor and start down the road to making sure that their heart health is good so that they don't develop heart disease. Because we can prevent those things if we get them early.
Right. I'm speaking with Dr. Robert Jackson about Men's Health Awareness and Men's Health Month. And so what can we do? And what I mean by that is I am raising two boys. So how can even parents get kids comfortable with going to the doctor and boys so that when they become adults and they leave my house and I can't make them go to the doctor, they go.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And I'm actually laughing as you describe this because there's this really interesting study where they look at the fact that men go to the doctor at the same rate as women until they turn 18. And then it drops off and then those curves don't level out again.
Because your mom can't. Yeah, because your mom can't come over and make you go to the doctor.
Exactly. And so I think that one of the things is just making sure that boys get in and they do get regular checkups so that becomes kind of a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think just talking about it, kind of socializing the concept of the fact that everybody needs health care. Because part of the whole idea of like masculinity, right, is you're tough.
Well,
you don't need to go to the doctor. You'll just tough it out and it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is that everybody needs to see their doctor on some kind of regular basis. And if we start talking to men about the fact that, you know, part of being there in the future for your family, you know, like being able to reach whatever goals you have, to care for the people in your life that are important, that requires you to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's better for you to get healthy and stay healthy than to try and tough it out and end up in a position where you can't care for those people that are important for you anymore.
Well, and I think about what you said about the rates of suicide and things like that for men are so much higher. And I wonder how much that plays into that idea of masculinity, right? And that idea of you don't need help, and especially if it's a mental health issue.
Oh, yeah. I think that's huge. And especially, yeah, guys want to just kind of suffer in silence.
Right.
And so, you know, at our Men's Health Center, we actually run that with family medicine and with psychiatry. So men can come in and they can, you know, they can see a urologist, they can see family medicine, they can see psychiatry.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of men, when I bring this up, who are like, yeah, you know, I'd like to talk to somebody. I'm constantly surprised at how high that is. And I think that a lot of times nobody has ever asked them.
Right.
And men are just not going to bring that stuff up. And so part of it is we need to kind of reframe that debate as, you know, being a man means taking care of yourself so that you can take care of other people rather than kind of like just toughing it out and suffering in silence.
Well, and that goes back to, I think, how we view women sometimes, right? Is there's everyone's like, you know, especially when you become a mother, right? You need to take care of yourself so you can take care of your family. Make sure that you take time for yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, right? So we need to be saying the same thing to men.
Yeah, we need to get there for guys too, so that it's like, so that the idea is if you want to be, you know, like strong and ready to provide for your family or to take care of whoever is important to you, part of that is taking care of yourself.
Well, I never even realized in all the years I've lived here that there is a men's health center. I mean, so that is something too, that if people know, especially men, they can go to a place that if they walk in, it's other men. I mean, does that help also maybe with the stigma or the, you know, just the uncomfortable feeling of going in and seeing a doctor?
So that's the idea. And so you might not have known about it because it's relatively new. So the doors on the Men's Health Center opened about 2.5 years ago. And it's growing. It's become really popular. We've gotten a lot of really positive feedback from patients. But that is the idea. We want to make this, it's very guy-friendly when you walk in. It's low-key. All the pictures on the wall are like, you know, like animal scenes and hunting. There's a big TV that is always on. Like
with sports?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It's either ESPN or bass fishing.
Okay. Okay.
Pick the channel. And so you can come in. It's low-key. There's other guys there. And we wanted to make it kind of like one-stop shopping. So you can come in and you can, in one series of appointments, you can see a urologist, you can see primary care, you can see psychiatry, and then we have access to all these other specialties. Like Physical therapy and orthopedics are just right upstairs. We've got all of that stuff like right there because we want to make this convenient. We want to make it somewhere where men feel comfortable coming and it's easy so that we remove those barriers.
But bottom line, once a man hits 40, go just get a checkup with a doctor.
Yeah, and I would even say, so bottom line, like once you leave home, right? Once you're 20, you should go get a doctor. You know, once you're an adult, like you're able to vote, you've got a job, you've got a car, go get a doctor. And he's probably going to tell you, oh, you only need to come back once every 2 or 3 years to start. Mm-hmm. But establish those routines early. And then for sure, once you are 40, you need to be having an annual checkup.
Very good information. Do appreciate your time today. I've been talking with Dr. Robert Jackson. He's the director of Men's Health at St. Luke's Urology. We've been talking about men's health and the importance of it since June is Men's Health Month. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.